bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, now I saw something during the week that was a little inappropriate.
Oh.
Very inappropriate in my opinion. But you know, maybe to other people it's not inappropriate. So I'd really like to get your opinion on this, James. Did what I see, was it actually okay? Or was it as inappropriate as I think it was? I'm speaking in tongues here. I think it's inappropriate.
Perhaps people could leave a comment.
I would love for them to leave a comment.
On the Facebook page.
Listen to this and let us know what you think. Is this inappropriate? This is the Triple Threat Podcast. Friday, I was at a funeral.
Oh, no.
Of my partner's grandfather. Mm-hmm. There was a little lady with her little digicam snapping the whole time.
What was she snapping? People.
This is what I want to know. I wanted to go up to her and ask if I could see her photos just because I was curious. Was she taking photos of the people talking at the lectern? Was she taking photos of the coffin? What was she taking photos of?
Did you see her take the photos?
Yes.
And what was she taking photos
just
of?
Just looking, just going around, just like, what? Actually, she didn't really, there wasn't a lot of mixing it up. It was mostly just snap, snap. And what I wonder is that is in 5 years' time, she going to be showing people a slideshow and be like, oh, this was Betty's funeral and this was Bruce's funeral. As you'll see, they were lovely flowers.
I think the question.
What is the purpose of that?
I think the question is, photos at funerals, yay or nay? Just like, we're just going to throw it out there. Yay or nay?
Is that even a question?
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. Oh, this is just the questions that we have to ask here.
Have you ever witnessed anything like this?
I have.
You have? Because I've never come across this before, and I thought that this was a first. It's just like, James, I know you've done this too, when I was travelling and I went to a concentration camp. And everyone was taking photos. Again, it's not illegal, but morally,
there are some things that you can take photos of and some things that you shouldn't take photos of.
And there were people like snapping away. I'm like, guys, look where we are. Mm-mm. This is wrong.
Reality check, please, people. Reality check.
But, you know, it was funny. Quite a few people were doing it. It wasn't like one. It was about half of the group I was with.
We're asking photos at funerals, yay or nay, after Christina witnessed some serious photo taking.
Yeah, it wasn't even on a mobile either. It was a digital camera. So someone had the forethought to bring along their camera, charge the batteries,
put in a film roll.
A film roll?
Yeah, it's preparing.
Maybe a memory card would have been correct. Thankfully doesn't surprise me too much that most people, we haven't had anyone say that it's okay.
No.
Everyone has been pretty much against it. Like I've said before though, if you think it's a good idea, please text us because exactly. I'd love to know.
So my grandfather's funeral was about, it was a few years ago now. Mm-hmm. I think it was maybe 8 or something years ago. I can't remember. Maybe 9. 8. I'm going to say 8. And so this was phones weren't, technology wasn't that advanced back then.
Mm-hmm.
My auntie loves capturing a moment. So she was taking photos at the funeral.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't
it was her dad.
Yeah, it was her dad. Now, my papa was 101 when he died.
Whoa,
so it's not as if
shot papa.
Yeah, he had a good innings. That's what happens when your wife is 30 years younger than you, I think.
Oh, is this Oma?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah.
She was taking pictures throughout the whole thing, but where the line was perhaps crossed was when we were lowering.
Oh my gosh.
The, what do they call it, a casket?
The grave. The
coffin.
Coffin into the
into
grave.
Into the grave.
She was snapping. Snapping that. That is the most intense moment of the entire funeral.
People are throwing in the dirt or whatever,
and the
flowers or the sand or whatever. And good old Auntie Ruth is there taking photos.
Did anyone say anything to Auntie Ruth? Was anyone like, Auntie Ruth, what the hell are you doing?
Take a step back. Take a deep breath. Put the camera away.
I think it sums up perfectly. It's been summed up perfectly by Gavin, who's just texted in and said, photos at funerals, WTF.
Absolutely, Gavin.
Auntie Ruth, like, that is one time that it is unacceptable. I'm sorry. If you want to do it during the service, that's one thing. But while it's going into the ground, the coffin, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
People have lost their minds.
People have lost their minds. Shout out to Chris. Chris says no for photo taking, just creepy.
No.
Yeah. I think we've come to a good conclusion there, Chris.
We're right.
We're right. As per as usual. Always. As always. we were just quickly talking about photos at funerals, and someone has come up with an argument for.
Yeah, actually, something that I didn't think about. Zan said, I have a lot of family overseas. When my mother died, my father organised a professional photographer to record the event for my absent family members, and I was okay with that. Professional photographer, okay, that's a really good point.
That's a good point.
Something I hadn't thought of. Thank you, Zan. I really do appreciate texting in.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.